Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, welcome to the show. It's Health from the Outside In, where feeling good starts with looking good. Well, there's a new interesting book out called The Liver Healing Diet, and my next guest is the author, Dr. Michelle Lai. She's a hepatologist from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She's a top, which is one of the top liver health centers in the country. She's assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Welcome, Dr. Lai. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So this is interesting. Supposedly 30 million adults. I mean, we don't think about chronic liver disease, but it's pretty prevalent today. So tell me what, obviously you're a hepatologist, but what made you start to think about writing a book related to diet and liver disease?
So, you know, for the 30 million that I'm of Americans with chronic liver disease, a lot of them aren't diagnosed, and the vast majority of them are have what we call fatty liver disease, and it results from our poor diet and lifestyle. The reason why we're seeing such a huge number of people affected is the obesity epidemic in the country. So, you know, since its roots and its causes are in our lifestyle, and, you know, every day part of my counseling with patients is about changing their lifestyle. You know, that's what prompted me to write this book.
So the way, you know, we talked about, and obviously obesity is a huge problem in this country. So like a third of people are overweight and obese, of the whole population. But I guess the question is the same way we talk about, you know, we're finding that fat in the belly is more dangerous for your heart, and there's, you know, the internal fat in the belly and the external. Is that part of this fat, is that it's actually starting to happen in the liver itself?
Yeah, so it's all sort of part of the same spectrum, and you are correct. What you call fat in the belly or visceral fat tends to have more impact on or correlation with, you know, heart disease and inflammation in the body. What happens in the liver is that when you take in excess sugar and you have too much energy, because your liver is a processing center for, you know, energy. So when you have too much sugar, the liver is unable to process all this, and too much fat, it develops fat in the liver. And it's a sort of indication that the liver is stressed like the rest of your body. So along with the fatty liver, we tend to see, you know, diabetes and high cholesterol and high blood pressure in it. It all sort of travels together. It's what we call the metabolic syndrome. And, you know, I tell patients it's really a sign that your body's distressed at this weight and at what you're putting it into your body.
And how would somebody know if they were I mean, obviously, you know, they know their cholesterol's up. They know this. There are blood tests, I assume, too. Once people start to deposit fat in your liver, it kind of crowds out the normal cells. So some of the liver function tests would be off?
Yeah. So a lot of times we see abnormal liver tests. So the liver enzyme is something that your doctor might check would be elevated. And the vast majority of people are not symptomatic until sort of you get to the very severe severe liver damage. So you can go around feeling fine, and you know, some of the symptoms are vague, like fatigue, which you can get with, you know, just having excess weight or with any other medical problem. But yes, it would be, you know, a lot of times people come to me because their primary care doctors have been checking their liver tests regularly, and it's been elevated, and they get an ultrasound, and it shows fat in the liver.
So what does this diet, you know, is this different than any other diet, or what basically is the tenets of this healthy liver diet or liver healing diet, as you call it?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a pretty commonsensical diet, but it really also is a diet that would also impact your heart health and just your body in general. But, you know, the main thing that we talk about is cutting out excess sugar. sodas, juices, you know, a lot of the sugary beverages, and a lot of the foods that we eat are highly processed and, you know, packed with added sugars and salt and saturated fat. So it's really sort of trying to get your diet more in the high fiber, low added sugar, you know, low saturated fat, and low in salt.
And now, you know, we talk about, and there's different types of liver disease. Obviously, there's alcoholic liver when someone really drinks a lot. And then we kind of talk about there is maybe this healthy amount of alcohol that's heart healthy for the antioxidants and stuff, wine. But so what if you have a fatty liver? Is that one of the things that actually can be dangerous, even a little bit of alcohol?
Yeah, so, you know, if you have too much alcohol, you end up also with the fat and inflammation in the liver. So it's another cause that can, you know, contribute to this fat inflammation in the liver. If you have fatty liver disease from your weight and other causes, and there's a lot of inflammation, I tell people generally, you know, avoid alcohol because you already have one insult to your liver. You want to just sort of give it a rest, get your liver better before you reintroduce or even just a small amount of alcohol. But, you know, the goal first is if your liver isn't happy, to try to do everything to get it to heal. And your liver has this amazing ability to heal itself. So you really want to just take away all of the possible insults to it.
Yeah, liver is right. It has these cells that regenerate. That's why they can do partial liver transplants and everything.
Correct,
people do well. But so the next question, like any other area where we have fat in our body, does exercise affect a fatty liver?
Definitely. So, you know, that's the other component of the treatment. So, you know, eating a better diet, but exercise in terms of changing your metabolic profile, you know, having a more higher muscle to fat ratio will definitely help. And, you know, exercise is beneficial in so many ways. And we see, you know, there are all these studies showing that physical inactivity is a predictor of death and all these bad health outcomes. And so, you know, as a country, we've become very sedentary, and, you know, so we're eating worse and we're not moving. And the combination of this is just a deadly combination.
Yeah, and so I guess, you know, you can assume, is there a body type that's more predisposed? You know, we used to talk about apple types and pear types, and sometimes pear type, because of the belly fat in the middle, was more dangerous. So I'm assuming that those are the people, you know, if you do have a lot of belly fat, it maybe means or predisposes you more that you should get it checked out. Maybe you do have fatty liver, too.
Yeah, so you're right. So the apple shape, we link to sort of this, what we say, like the visceral fat, which is associated, or in the, you know, sort of in the medical term, we call it central obesity, where it's more around the belly, is associated with more of the metabolic syndrome. And so you should be checked out. I think the, you know, high, the risk factors are, you know, if your body mass index, you're very obese, or also, if you have diabetes, if you have type 2 diabetes, those are all risk factors. And your doctors probably should, you know, should have a discussion with your doctor about whether it's something that they should look at.
And you think most people in a regular checkup once a year are at least getting checked for this if their primary care are following them?
Not necessarily. You know, some doctors do check because you may be on certain medications where they check your blood test, your liver test, and some may not. So it's definitely a discussion to have if you have risk factors to have with your doctor about, oh, you know, have I had it checked? Does it look okay?
So I would assume, too, that perhaps risk factors like high cholesterol, too, is telling you that you've got a lot of excess fat in your body. Well, this has really been interesting, and it's something that you need to talk to your doctor about. This is the Dr. Lee Vinokur Show, Health from the Outside In on Radio MD, where feeling good starts with looking good.